Hello, welcome to Roms Over Baghdad. I'm Albie. That's DJ. That's Jake.
Hello.
I don't know why I'm pointing. Nobody could see the pointing. I would have to do it up here. That's it.
And you'd be pointing in the wrong direction, too.
Okay. I don't know what Jake said. Didn't hear a word of that. I don't know if that's just me or that's everybody. There we go. Heard that one. We're here. Again.
We are here.
In the new year, 2021.
We've recorded an episode already in the new year.
Yep. In the new year, 2021.
The new deer.
The new deer. But was it really 2021 until last week? You know?
No.
It's true. We're all here.
Yes, and we've covered
really
this.
Not all yet.
We've covered
Very
this.
Not yet.
I'm trying to find a transition. I apologize. I don't
You're the one
know
who said I was,
one.
You're like ready to go. Let's do this. So I,
let's do it.
Maybe, and we're live. I know. So
we're yeah, live on the internet. Welcome.
My shoe rack is now pretty full, by the way.
Okay.
Don't know if you guys can see
a
that.
A lot of shoes.
It's a lot of shoes.
What you got new?
What you got in that crawl space? That's what I'm wondering.
More shoes.
Oh, bodies.
I shit you not.
Well, fuck me. What was I? I don't know what I was expecting.
Those are the not nice ones to show off, let's say. New-wise,
What's your newest shoe?
My newest shoe is the two red boxes up there.
Okay.
They are Jordan... Jordan 7 GC and Jordan Delta GC, they are referencing the Greater China releases. So Jordan 7 Greater China, Jordan Delta Greater China. The Jordan Deltas.
China?
Yeah, there's some like weird bullshit on like, they were released in fucking China first or some shit, and then released worldwide. I don't know. The Jordan Deltas, people are saying they're like really fucking comfy to wear. So maybe in like 5 years, I'll look forward to wearing them. They're like beach themed, which I think is really cool. So they've got like very colorful, like, a colorful wrapping of like blue, red, and, white and yellow candy kind of wrapping on the heel. Then like sort of waffly and like sandy like materials around the sides. It's really cool. I like those. And then, the Jordan 7s. Are sort of black and white.
Jordan 7s, I've heard of these.
On one panel, on the left side of them, with like a very, like, not a stickered on, but like, it's very faint, but there's two dragons just like circling around the fucking shoe. And then on the other side, there's like some patchwork, left and right, like, hemmed material. It's all Chinese looking dyed panels. Looks really cool. Really happy with those purchases.
Neat. I only know about the Jordan 7s because I listen to a lot of basketball sports stuff. So, and that comes up a lot, the Jordan 7s.
Do they?
Osmosisly. Why? I don't know. It's Jordans.
Right? It's weird.
Like, what is the shoe that they actually use in basketball? Because I know like...
A lot of them, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's basically like whoever you're dealed with.
Yep.
Like Jordan, a lot of people will just wear Jordans, but like Paul George has his own shoe, so Paul George more often than not will wear his own shoe. Giannis Antetokounmpo has his own shoe.
Antetokounmpo.
Kind of like skateboarding.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. P-Rod will wear his P-Rods. He'll also wear Dunks, and I think AJ1 Lowe's, I think he might wear some of those.
Like,
but yeah, he has his own
not,
shoes.
Even if they're not good shoes, they'll even wear them too.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
are numerous stories of like pro basketball players coming out with a shoe line, the shoes being
actual dog
quality.
Shit for basketball.
Busting their
that's
feet
what I was,
really
that's
bad.
That's what I was referencing. Yeah, it's kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah, but because you got that deal, you're wearing them. And then, like, there's also, like, the All-Star Game shoes. Like, people will make custom shoes for those and wear those specifically.
I think that was Giannis' thing, wasn't it? Didn't
Is there
a lot of them
shoe
did,
line
yeah.
that came out and it was terrible and he like destroyed his feet one year?
Did they? I like the freak ones. I like those freak ones. Sorry, go ahead, Jake.
I don't know who it was.
Is there drama like when somebody leaves a longtime shoe sponsor and goes somewhere else?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk recently went to Lakai. and he was on. Wow.
Etnies, was it Etnies?
I think ES or Etnies, one of the two.
Yes,
that he used to ride for like over a decade or something like that. Maybe it was Vans. I don't know.
Yeah, that can be total beef. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you watch that Last Dance thing on Michael Jordan. Like, he is very competitive about a shoe brand in a way that is like, we will destroy all other shoe brands. He
almost did it. Jordan. He basically did it, honest. Yeah.
I mean, he changed the shoe game as a professional athlete. Basketball, shoes, video game podcasts.
I feel these like Mullen was on Globe, but I feel like I recently read he doesn't do Globe shoes anymore.
Huh. I cannot remember. It was somebody. And then there's also like athletes who will go out there also and do like make cheap shoes for like inner city kids and stuff like that and really focus on that more. Like everybody wants the fancy Jordan, but we'll put out like a good basketball shoe or like, something like that.
You don't see it often, but like a lot of those sports star players will just donate hundreds of shoes, hundreds of pairs of shoes. Like it's one of the things Kaepernick was doing in his like final year in San Fran. Probably still does it now and just doesn't get any recognition like he was doing it in those final year. It's like every week he was just donating like cleats and shoes and stuff for his inner city like hometown and San Fran.
I have a correction to make. Tony Hawk rides for Vans now.
What was it previously?
Either Airwalk or Lakai. I think it was probably Lakai. That's the one that I remember the most recent one.
Never even heard of Lakai. Hot take. I know. I've never heard of that.
Airwalk, I like.
And I'm pretty sure he was on F-tier. He was on Airwalk for a while before that.
Huh. Yeah, but like Nike and stuff will donate shoes too to like high school teams and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah, like every year. Nike does University of North Carolina colorway shoes and like donates pairs to the teams and all that stuff as well. Yep. I think Nike has because they're fucking Oregon. Are they Oregon based? Where's Nike?
Nike. Yeah. Their headquarters are up in Portland.
Yeah. So like by default they have like a collaboration with Oregon Ducks. Yep. Like they usually have Ducks colorways and stuff.
Remember ADIO or Audio, the skate shoe brand?
Oh, ADIO, yeah.
That was, Tony Hawk was on that for a while, too. Tony Hawk, shoe sponsor Bam facts.
Wasn't that a Bam Margera thing?
No. Probably.
I feel like I've seen ADIO Bam Margera shit with, like, his fucking, the heart pentagram bullshit he was doing.
Oh, the heartogram or whatever?
Heartogram, yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not a skater kind of guy, but okay.
I want some Circa Musca Reds, as seen in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. Not the new one. Maybe the new one, I don't know. But the original game.
Aren't those like those Osiris shoes? The ones with the big ass loops on them?
I don't think so. No, it's Circa.
Oh, Circa. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. They probably look very fucking similar, yeah.
Did you know they re-released the Osiris G? Was it the G3? The iconic giant skate shoe?
No, really? That's fun.
I think it was just a limited run a couple years ago.
It's like they're bringing back the Ford Bronco, but it's a shoe. Bronco. Trendy? Cars. That's all I got. That's the only thing I compared
to. The Osiris D3.
You want those shoes that self-lace or whatever from?
I kind of do. Yeah. I kind of do.
To be honest, sure.
They made like, those.
I've seen on occasion, they retail at about £300 here, £330 if you do the Nike Air Adapt Auto Maxes, which are like Air Max, Air Max 1 equivalents. They look way nice, but they go on sale for about £200. Oh, those ones. You're talking about the Back to the Future.
Ones. Yeah, the Back to the Future.
There was like a 7,000 pair release. Those are expensive as fuck. You're never getting those.
Yeah, you're never getting those, but I won't. But they look cool.
But But they have more general release ones, which, like, you can get them for, like, £200, so, like, $200. And, like, some of these shoes back here are, like, £200 to £300. Like, maybe I just, like, skip 2 months of buying shoes and just buy one of those.
Yep. Self-leasing shoes. What a good idea, but also incredibly expensive, I bet.
Yeah.
They motors in them or some shit.
Charge wirelessly. They have a little charging pad, which you put them on. Just stupid.
Man, that'd be a fun product, though, for some shoemaker. It's a, like, group of people that had to figure out, they make a shoe self-lacing.
People love, like, they've tried. Like, Puma has, like, their Puma disc, which you can find on, like, the Puma Blaze mostly. I think it's a rotational disc that you spin and unspin, or, like, you press and it unspins. There's the Reebok Instapumps, the classics, the pump ones. Yep, you pump the tongue up, I think, and that, like, is meant to compress it better.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. You got any of those roller shoes?
Heelys. No,
yeah,
sadly not.
There you go.
One funny thing, which is, I think I've seen it from, like, September or October, Crocs has been getting into the collaboration system. I shit
okay.
you not.
Okay,
there's been
fine.
Some fucked up crazy Crocs, like, in the last couple
all right,
months.
All right, now I gotta
that's,
look this
okay,
up
okay, sure.
Trust me, whatever. They're weird as fuck.
Crocs.
Like, people probably are like, this is so stupid. You know what? Whatever. Sure. All right.
Yeah. I'd get a sponsor.
I got the hot collabo going with Crocs.
Who's getting them color dip Crocs? That's what I want. Good Lord. Same light.
I have some Crocs just for, like, when I'm just tinkering in the garage.
Nothing
they're super comfortable, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nothing wrong with a good Croc, man. People make fun of you, but nothing wrong with a
if I'm not
Croc.
Leaving the house and I'm just working in the garage and I don't want to be, like, barefoot or whatever, just throw those on. Also good for,
like,
VR.
And they, like everybody, are getting on a Bernie Sanders meme, so that's good. That's great. Good. Good. Huh. Figure out who's riding with Croc. That's what I want for my shoes. That's what I want. Carrots. Croc carrots.
I feel like I've seen way more. I'm trying to find more.
I want Michael Jordan to come out with a Jordan Croc. That's what I want. I'd love it. I don't know. Who's the athlete that could sell you Crocs? You know? That's what I
want
to know.
An athlete. I would want someone who's big into, like, chilling. Like,
Seth Rogen. No? Okay. Who else would you... Tom Cruise. No.
That link underneath the carrots.
Post
now that's a croc. Post Malone could rock some Crocs.
Well, you know. Well.
Killer Mike could sell me on some fucking collabo Crocs.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh wait, no. The link was Post Malone. Never mind.
Oh.
This third link is Post Malone Crocs. No.
No. Yeah. It is Post Malone Crocs.
That's
yeah,
where you were getting Post Malone. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Post Malone. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Sure. I don't know if I like the way those look, though. They don't look... A little too much thread and stuff there. A little too much... And the pink, not doing it for me. Clash.
Killer Mike went on the Colbert Report, I think, in, like, some nice sweatpants and a hoodie. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Be comfortable.
Yep. Be comfortable. What the hell are these ones? Didn't you post before those?
The Nicole McLaughlin, the campsite ones, yep.
What the fuck are they doing?
Look at these pleasures ones that have, like, like sheepskin, like fur on the inside.
I mean that looks comfortable as hell. I mean, I don't know.
I feel like I need to set up a scene, like a screen capture scene here.
Right, like a panel for showing your screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Crocs sneakily in the weird fucking custom shoe game.
I know. Damn, all right. I mean, hey, you gotta do something, you know? Can't keep selling it Crocs. Same old Crocs. You gotta get out there and croc it up.
That's the slogan, croc it up.
Crocodile. Yep.
It's a tagline.
Okay, hire me. I'll make a great like 90s, late 80s commercial set for you. Some kids will jump in the air, freeze frame them jumping in the air. Crock it up. Bang. Put the logo on the screen. Just completely cheesy. That's what I would do. That's what I would do as a purveyor of commercials for the Croc Company. I don't know. That's cool. Also, but that campsite one, I don't understand.
It's great. It's got a compass on there. You're ready to go.
It's got some rope, too. Get ready. Here we go. Time to go over the side. Got some rope here. Gonna getting off the side of a cliff for a little bit in my Crocs. I mean, that's just crazy. But hey,
these are stupid.
They're great.
What do you think that rope and that compass are worth, though? That's my question.
I'm sure that compass works. Enjoy that.
You're welcome.
These are. Oh my god. I just now am looking at the ones you guys are talking about.
They're something, aren't they? I don't know who came up with that, but I dig it. Keep going. Go deeper. Give that man more money or woman.
I think one of like my favorite things about them is the like the they have like the waterproof like ankle protectors and stuff to like keep your shoes warm. Then your toes have just got fucking holes.
Holes. Just absolute holes in them.
The useless waterproofing.
The description on here uses the word Croctober.
Oh, fuck yes.
Okay. Croctober, you say?
There's our episode title.
Croctober. Great. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna grab that. Let me do
just write that down.
Write that down. It's good.
These are so dumb.
But also, like, the color. I don't understand. You put, like, a brown rope, but then, like, the color of the actual, like, waterproofing stuff is, like, red-blue. What are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, let's see, go all black, at least, then it, like, kind of makes sense. But, like, what are you doing? There's, like, three different colors on this gun.
Oh, yeah, here's the Post Malone ones.
They look all right.
I kind of like those Post Malone ones, yeah.
But I also think...
yeah, okay, Post Malone can sell me some Crocs, fine.
Yeah. But not for $60. I'm not buying a Croc.
So,
That's actually... My pair were like $50.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Crocs can... I kind of like...
That's pretty fucking affordable.
Yeah, they're not that expensive either.
$60 for some Post Malone Crocs?
Custom ass Crocs,
yeah, dude.
Swag on the fucking Supreme line, fucking waiting 4 hours in the snow. Just roll up in your Post Malone Crocs.
Yeah,
get that drip. Fuck them.
Oh my god!
They'll secretly make you better at video games. I can just flex on people when I'm playing with them on.
They're streamlined. They've got air holes for speed.
People joke about gamer shoes, but those are the... Right there.
Man, fuck. Remember those actual gamer shoes?
No. That was a joke. I was just like...
No, the Puma gamer shoes. That's what they were.
My god.
Active gaming footwear.
Fuck yes. Look at how streamlined they are. I forgot these fucking shoes.
Footwear.
What's funny is they look kind of like Yeezys.
Yeah, but with like no like support at their base.
Yeah.
They're just like...
Fuck, yeah, they look like...
Yeah.
They look like those five-finger shoes, but like without the toe mitts.
Yeah.
It's just like a regular shoe at the front, yeah.
It's like some real garbage slippers. Designed for indoor use on the box.
Just a little bit of sock shoes,
$100, fuck that. Yeah, it looks like a sock with like some shoe parts on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would recommend everyone looks up sock
shoes. The more I look at these, the more I go, those actually look kind of comfortable.
Designed for indoor and in-arena use.
Wow.
I feel like they tried like... working with a team like EG or some shit.
They sponsor a couple teams, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it was EG or some shit when they launched them.
Did at one point? I don't remember.
Can you explain to me the Pelican Air Jordans, DJ? If you could look that up for me, just explain to me what's going on in the back of that shoe. I just don't understand what they've done.
You're going to have to be more specific. When I search Pelican Air Jordan, is it the Zion Williamson?
It's the PE. It's the Air Jordan.
I'm pretty sure PE is a
different
thing. I-5. Okay, so it is the 34, Edgen 34 Bayou Boys? If it's Jan 22, 2020, yeah, it's the Bayou Boys. I think these are Zion Customs, yeah.
I just need to understand what's going on there. I just need to understand what's going on there.
It's like fur. It's like a fake fur, essentially.
It looks weird, and it scares me. We have it on screen.
Yeah, I was.
I would just move. Can you move me over?
I've just been dragging because I'm doing a desktop capture on my main screen, but I can just drag a tab over. But apparently it doesn't like, because I have my foot pedal is mapped to F13.
Great.
Discord picks it up. Yeah, and like games don't pick it up. So it doesn't switch all my prompts to keyboard inputs when I use it for push to talk, which is awesome. Right. And it doesn't interfere with any of my buttons on my gamepad.
Neat.
Easy. Finding how to do that was not easy.
I didn't realize they did this on another shoe, but it looks like it's simulating the fucking feather fur of the bird itself.
A pelican.
So I have some Nike SB Dunk Mallards, which are meant to be Thanksgiving released shoes, which is meant to be a fucking turkey, because it's referencing it's meant to be a duck, because they have a whole thing of like turducken reference shoes. It's a fucking mallard, and on one of the panels has this exact same scenario. Not as fucking crazy, but like, yeah, totally like that. I'll try and find the mallards in a second.
I mean, it's no Chewbacca shoe though. But what is? I feel like we used that reference last week too when we were talking about Star Wars. And also ended up on the Chewbacca shoes, which are quite a pair of shoes, to be fair. Wow, you can really zoom in on some of these Air Jordans and stuff. They have a really good, like, browser shoe. Like, you can really get in there. You can see the pores on the shoe. My God. Mallard.
You guys play any video games?
I played Star Wars. We played Star Wars. We've all been playing a lot of Star Wars. Battlefront 2! A classic video game. From the makers of such classics as Zamba.
I wouldn't call that a classic.
Such classics as Battlefield 1947.
Considering I think it's only like 2 years old as well.
Yeah, and it was complete garbage at the beginning.
Yeah, I was like...
Some would argue it's still it.
So when I first booted it up... couple days ago, after my woes of last week, I was immediately reminded why everyone hated the shit out of the game when it was like, "Yeah, I have two fucking chests to unlock," and I was like, "Oh, fucking right!" This was in that period of everything needed loot boxes, no matter what game it was. Yep. And then it reminded me of that nightmarish scenario where like all the heroes you had to unlock with like in-game credits at the time.
And it's like 40 hours.
Yeah, for like one character or some shit. Like, yeah, I remembered that insanity. Thankfully that's gone from the game, and it's like you have to play okay in the game. You don't even have to play well to get enough battle points. You can just play okay, and you will be able to play a hero at some point if you so choose. I don't.
No. Yeah. Depends on a hero. It depends on a moment. I'll play anything. Usually it's just like, you know, what I want to play. But yeah, you don't really need to play heroes. They're not.
So what I really like about that game is, well, the number one thing I like is the sound design in that game. Always great. Sound design is like superb in those Battlefront games. And then I also like the storyline missions that you do. Kind of like Battlefield, the French one. One? Was it Battlefield 1 or something like that? Yeah, where like you would do a segment of this map and then it would move on to the next step of the map and like it would be very seamless. There'd be almost no like moving. I thought it was the French one.
Maybe one. Always making me
sounding different. But yeah, it would be very seamless in like now you got to move on to this segment of the map and this thing. Like maybe there's a little cutscene so it like gets you away from the ground and back onto the like Star Destroyer or some shit. And then you have like objectives, like you have to actually hold this place to get rid of it and all that stuff and move on to the next part. I liked that from Battlefront 1, and Battlefront 2 still does that, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Kind of
progress, almost
like Rush.
I still think if they did the game more like Battlefield and the vehicles were just on the map and you just you have to run over them and whoever wants them just uses them.
Yeah, I think you're not wrong there.
And they just respawn when they blow up.
And also, they think
that'd be awesome. But it's like Battlefield, but Star Wars,
right?
Yeah, you can still sort of like limit it to like one AT-AT, or sorry, like two AT-ATs.
Yeah,
and like one giant walker at a time. But still, yeah, I think that's a better system rather than just like I have enough credits to grab one, so I'm gonna grab one.
Yep. And I think they need to better incorporate, like, the space battle, air battle stuff into the actual combat. A lot of the times it just ends up as like, yeah, you could fly a ship and go fight over there, I guess, but it doesn't really have any bearing on the battle itself. And you kind of end up like, oh, look, guy crashed into the ground over there, I guess.
See, I haven't done any of that space stuff yet.
Yeah, it just ends up being like a fight over there. It's like, okay, they're fighting over there, and you don't really... You're moving too quick to bomb low-hanging areas, you know? You can't really do strafing runs or anything like that. And also, it's just so fast. There's no room. You can't even move. It's very strange. But
yeah.
I still like it. I still like Battlefield a lot. You should do some co-op missions. Those are the most amount of fun we've had playing that game so far.
Maybe I'll do that.
I'm pretty sure I grabbed that when they were handing it out for free, so...
Yeah. It's a great time.
I do like just the mass amount of players and like just lasers fucking fly forward and backward just constantly. I like being the officer the most. I like the pistol, surprisingly very good. Maybe it's just because the accuracy compared to the other guns with their inherent lack of accuracy. Like the pistol has like way better accuracy, way better damage. I like that you can just drop a turret down. I like their flash grenade. Like getting hit by that flash grenade is really cool looking.
Uh-huh.
Nightmarish, but cool looking. I like that.
Can you like look away from it and then it just... Yeah.
I think you can look away from it, yeah.
What platform were they giving that out for free on?
Epic, but that's Origin.
Oh. Well, let's
everything
see. I'm
is
pretty
everything,
sure,
though.
Pretty sure I have it on Epic.
Oops. Yeah, like, it'll just try and make you load Origin, in all honesty.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see if it was in my library, because I don't recall if I grabbed it or not.
It's good.
Yeah, it's a fun, good-looking game.
I was playing with a friend of the show.
Yeah, I've got it.
We were on Camino, and we were just standing there in a group of three with sniper rifles, just hanging out on this roof. Just sniping for like the entire match, which was very fun.
That's silly.
Just watching the bots run one side or the other. You get one shot every once in a while. You just be like, okay, I got that one. Bang, bang. It's really it's pretty funny. Eventually, they tried to push us though, so that wasn't too fun. But then you just throw lots of grenades and run away.
Yeah, in like the multiplayer, I haven't seen many snipers either, which is interesting. Like, one map, right near the end of when I was playing, there was a sniper that got me once or twice. But that was it. Largely, I was fine to just fucking run forward and, like, bum rush with, like, a squad. And then, like, you just shoot as much as you can. Try and hide away.
And you just die.
Kill Finn. Thing.
It's not so much about, like, hey, I'm gonna make it a long way. It's like, just throw your body into the fray.
Sometimes it is, yeah, you can make that. Until, like, a sword boy arrives, and then you're like, well, fuck, I'll just do as much damage as I can, and then, die.
You would be surprised at how much damage you can do with, like, two other people if you're actively, like, coordinating with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can turn a game around with just a couple people who are actually communicating.
Yep.
I super held down a location with being an officer and, like, a heavy, because the officer does the inspire where you can, like, constantly shoot. Then the turret was also great, and, like, I was hiding behind a little box so they couldn't see me, but I could, like, just see them when they were starting to run down the two lanes. It was very fun. It was fun.
Reminds me of Planetside, because I think my highest plate class is engineer. Because you can repair the maxes, which are like these exoskeletons, and you can drop ammo boxes. So you're constantly getting XP for the ammo box refill, because they're just standing next to it. And then you're also just sitting there fixing, like, you're standing inside the building using your little healing gun. Think Team Fortress 2, like the medic sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just like raking in XP.
Just the points. They can do. It's good. I don't know. I like that game a lot. It's pretty fun. Good for a... You don't have to think too hard about it. Just kind of wing it, which is nice. I just want... I'm very curious if they make a third one of those, because... can do. But I think there's a better
game. I truly
game
don't
there.
Know what you can do, because... They added the fucking Kylo Ren, Finn, Rey.
Ahsoka, though. God darn it.
What? Who's Soka?
Ahsoka? Ahsoka Tano?
Oh, from...
Who?
It's Anakin Padawan. Soka. Darth Vader? Yeah, Padawan. What are you
doing? I don't care. Clone like, Wars. Battlefront 2 has, like, all of the, like, stuff you,
Mando.
You want.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going to say anything, that's technically, like, a spoiler.
They no, even also have, you like, could add Mando, though. Is what
then they
saying.
Have they fucking Grievous in there. Like...
General Grievous, yeah.
Dude with fucking four lightsabers. That's like, the awesome one you want from what's its... From what was
I don't
it?
Know.
Cartoon Network?
No, that's what a Cy Ventus. That's Ventress is probably the cool one you would want to add. General Grievous, too. I mean, he's cool.
Like, what else are you going to add, like... Either you make a Battlefront 2 remaster or remake, so you can make it like 4K, fucking redo some of the explosion textures, redo some of the textures and stuff.
I think you
fix
open it
the
up,
space shit.
Right? I think
make
I
it
think,
bigger.
Yeah, broaden out the map, make it a little less. Like, I think a lot of the games end up being very narrow, like, you're very linear, like, you're going from point A. The point B.
Yeah,
and
that's fair.
And they kind of cluster you in too much. I think opening it up, like, I'm not saying make, like, I know I made the joke last week when we were talking about this, about making, like, Escape from Tarkov or something like that, where it's very broad and open, but a little of that wouldn't be bad. You know, add a little bit of something for maybe, like, a squad or something like that. That kind of more big map.
What if they added, they could add Kyle Katarn. Boom.
Okay, there you
boom.
Go.
One character like
Marge,
nobody will care
there you
about.
Go.
Dash Rendar.
Revan. You know, Revan. Everyone's
like,
favorite boy, Revan.
Like, they either have to do, like, the third final version of, like, the Kylo Ren and Rey and all that shit. Do Finn right with, like, episode 2 or 3 of this latest season. Add those random Padawans, and then I guess do, like, a Mandalorian thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, those are the only, like, extra things I feel like they could justify with, like, it's a remaster, as in they just wanted to, they clean up the assets.
It's higher the PC resolution version.
And stuff. And then Mandalorian, yeah, and then add fucking Mandalorian, fucking add Baby Jedi. Don't do Mandalorian Season 2 spoilers, because we haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And nice. I know there's people that show up, and I don't know what happens with them, but don't tell me. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Luke Skywalker is in Battlefront 2, isn't he? No, it's Anakin, isn't it? Is Luke
in? I'm pretty sure Luke is in it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it has to be like, hey, we're making this new game to add these characters to it. I just think it needs to be a new game because it makes money. I don't know. It's like, make a new game. And, but like, also, I think you could just do like, I think the big ticket items could be more customization of your, like, actual player class guys, rather than selecting a appearance, you know, for a, I don't know, stormtrooper. You could change the color of their armor to whatever you want. Or
I feel like they have a bunch of fucking, like, armors of them. Yeah. So, like, 31st Regiment and, like, 521 Army Officer. Like, I feel like there's a lot of different variants already white.
What if you could just do, like, a Forza anime spray paint of your stormtrooper?
Now you're
just a nice color wrap on it, you know? Get them looking good. Just get them looking real, real good.
People would exploit the shit out of it and give you like camo.
Absolutely, yes. But, you know, don't take it so seriously. It can be just silly. I think there's a lot of features they could add, and then also broaden out the maps more, make it more like Battlefield. Also, just put the vehicles on the map. Just put the vehicles on the map.
Yeah, I think I don't think there's enough for a Battlefront 3. I think there's enough for like a Battlefront 2 remake or remaster or something. And I think like if they do it right, you'll get enough people to buy it.
I want
to
have
talk
that
to me about Luke Skywalker.
That moment in Battlefield games where everybody gets in vehicles and everybody's just storming like
right at
the first
start.
Couple spots. Yep. Right. I want that, but like Star Wars.
Yep.
People in like Jeeps and tanks and shit. And everybody's just fucking rolling out. Awesome.
I know. You mean another pitch?
You should play Planetside because it's that all the time.
Make it a No Man's Sky too. You could just do battle from above and also at the same time up on the ground. That'd be neat. You got like a cruiser up in space, and then you're just fighting up there, and then you can just fly down a TIE fighter, land on the ground, and go and fight on the ground. Make it a big, crazy thing.
Now I just want to go play Battlefield 4.
Okay. You can do that. That's a good game. I enjoy Battlefield 4. Battlefield 1 actually is not bad either. If you want to check.
Is 4 the latest one?
No, 5 is.
5, yeah.
What's 4?
4 is the last modern one they did.
Yep.
Okay. What's 5? World War 1?
I think 2? Battlefield 1 is because it's World War 1.
Yes, yeah. 1, yeah.
Mary, there are no dumb characters in Star Wars. Come on now, Mary, there are no dumb characters.
Because 5 is World War 2, yep.
There's no dumb characters in Star Wars.
Pretty sure, like, all of those are on, Xbox Game Pass. Because EA Game Pass.
Yeah. What else? Anything else? Anything else in Star Wars?
No. That was it.
I finished Season 2 of Clone Wars today. It's a good show. Everyone should watch Clone Wars. Ahsoka Tano's. Thank you. Also, I've been playing Squadrons, which is a lot harder than it has any right to be. It's a challenge.
Played in VR yet?
I have. As I said, I think I said in VR chat at some point, that made me super sick. That made me extremely sick. Like flying.
Sick or like.
No. Like, oh God, okay. I'm going to take this thing off. I powered through a whole online match at that. And, like, the thing it was looking up, like, tracking someone by looking up at them out of the cockpit. That was, like, immediate vomit comet kind of stuff where it's like, wow, it really displaced me in space. But It actually works pretty well.
I need to play more Elite Dangerous. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You keep saying that. Play more Elite Dangerous.
Because now, because the resolution on the Quest 2 is way better. And I got a link cable, and it's obviously better than wireless streaming, but I don't mind a cable, to be honest.
Yeah.
I used the Rift CV1 for like 3 years with the cable.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. Sorry, VR derail.
Like, wireless streaming works well. I've been playing, speaking of another game, Transition, I played The Lab, that VR game.
Yeah, it's more like just like tech demos for but it was cool shit though. It was a good thing to pack in, or quote unquote pack in.
Yeah, it's cool. I did I was able to beat a level of a thing where you're like an archer man and there's little like valve people the running 2.5D towards the gate.
Guys running around. Bang, yeah.
Bang! It's just shooting arrows. Which my cat was like freaking out because I was like, I got these arrows. Catch these hands. Oh, man.
I just thought about the better resolution and no screen door effect. I need to go play some shooters.
Yeah, go play some shooters. Go play some shooters.
My Quest 2 cups for my stock will be here tomorrow. So.
Elan sleeves bagel. Oh, Mary, a chat. If you haven't looked at chat, one of the characters on the star when the Wikipedia is Alan Sleaze Bago. Bagon. Bago? It's a great name for a character.
There's also a ton of clones of Luke Skywalker called Luke, and then the number of U's is the clone.
Luke.
And then it goes out to like 9.
That's good.
What a dumb idea that was. George Lucas should be ashamed of himself.
I think
that was an
extended universe thing. I don't think it was George Lucas.
Yeah, he hates extended universe stuff. So.
That sounds like something he would do.
But also, he would definitely do that. That's definitely something he would do. God, Sleaze Bagano. Sleaze Bagano. Classic character. What else did I play in The Lab? I played the blast, it's like a ping pong kind of thing or something like that.
Oh, it's the thing like where you're in the warehouse.
Pulling it back and you're like, bang. Yeah. I don't know how to beat that. I don't know how to.
Each of the the things you put in there are like kind of, I think they're personality orbs or spheres from Portal. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The spider orb. Talk to you about, hey, we're going to release some spiders. I'm like, nope, that's gone. Like, I don't know if you can beat those. Like, is there achievement related to
There's
those?
There's probably an achievement.
I want to do that. That was fun. But also, it's impossible to aim that thing because it's like, it's up and I don't know where the reticle is to aim it. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Fun. Cool to play fetch with a virtual robot dog. Shake the stick. Go, hey! And then frickin' pick it up, full arm, wing it over the cliffside, hard as you can, and then walk away.
Throwing stuff around is just like my favorite thing in any VR game.
Yeah.
It's like, good. If you have things that I can just pick up, like just random stuff in the environment, which you should in a VR game, don't make that shit static.
Yep.
It's the whole point of a VR game. So let me just pick random shit up and just throw that shit.
Let me pick up a dog and throw it.
I mean, like, I want to pick up a plate that's just sitting on a table. I want to pick it up, and I just want to smash it on the floor. Like in Boneworks when I crashed my game.
Yep.
That was fucking hilarious.
Or when we were playing Rec Room, and there was a coffee pot in that bowling alley. And you go over to the coffee pot, you fill your coffee cup with the coffee, and then you drop the coffee pot in the ground. That's one of the most enjoyable things in the world. Great. It's great.
In Boneworks, I grabbed a PC tower and I knocked over a big CRT. And then I smashed the CRT with the tower, my game crashed, which I thought was fitting.
There you go.
It's real meta.
Yeah.
I have a clip of that. Twitch.tv/internetpizza. Go look.
Speaking of Twitch plugs, if everyone missed it, I played the DLC for Resident Evil 7. It was good, but also
cool.
Weird.
I didn't even know there was DLC for that.
It's Chris Redfield. He's cool. He's a cool guy.
I've heard of that guy.
Stuff. He's cool. Cool guy. Strong guy. Leon's better, but still. Don't want to fight that here. Leon's better. Thank you. That was mainly because that RE7. RE8. Never mind. Was going around that demo of the big lady. The big lady. The tall lady. Tall vampire lady. Everyone's favorite new character. It's been making the rounds on Twitter. Tall vampire lady. Character of the year. Very cool. I don't know. I think that's pretty much all I've played. I did play some Donut Country.
Yeah, Donut County.
Donut County. Donut Country. That's good. That's fun. It's pretty short. I think I almost finished it now. I think it's pretty short, right? I think I'm pretty much done with it now. Probably only spent like a...
Me and the stream are vibing to the Quack Anthem right now.
The Quack Anthem?
It's the song that plays at the end of each level while it's tallying up your score.
Oh, no. Okay. Is there anything else? Let me look at my Xbox thing. Any other
game? Your Game Pass.
That's the only way I know.
I have so many fucking games on Epic. I have no idea.
Nuts.
Yeah. Slowly get through them. Yeah.
And I've got like over 100 something games on my Twitch launcher.
Yeah.
None of which I've
Twitch
paid for.
A mess. No. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yep.
I mean, I technically am paying for it through Amazon
Prime.
Way.
Sure. Yeah. And man, when you realize you can go get books from Amazon too, free every month. That's when you can really build a library of books. I think I have like 70 books now from free weekends from Amazon or whatever. It's a nightmare.
The fuck books you got.
I think there's a release Prime First Reads.
Trusting
every
God
month.
And Furries by
Whoa.
Jonathan Ages in fucking Wyoming. I don't know.
What?
No. I'm
trying to reference garbage books because they're free books.
They are free books. They're not free books, though. They're only free for Amazon Prime readers. So, of course, they're the highest quality books.
And you get, like, Prime Video and all that stuff? Amazon Prime is a
decent
pretty
deal.
Good deal.
We played Rocket League at some point, too. We've been playing Rocket
League. I mean, sure.
I have one of our friends, I got him to download Bakke's mod. So, I think we've grabbed him. I think I grabbed him. Cause that's like a step.
Okay,
Bakke's mod. It's like a training tool mostly, but it also allows for crazy shit. Like, hey, what if when you pushed boost, you fired little balls out of the front of your car, and then when they hit other cars, it demos them, and you can also shoot the big ball with them. Like it enables that, like Python scripting and shit.
That's neat.
And the only times you can ever mess with the actual gameplay is in custom matches. Understandably.
Huh.
But then you can also do things like, hey, I want to see my MMR on the scoreboard.
Oh, that's good.
Little things like that. And it's big for training too. Because you can use the D-pad left and right to jump between training stages, like in one pack. Pretty cool.
Wait, Prime gives you Audible credit?
I think so.
I don't know. Not in the UK, at least.
I'm looking at that now.
Only thing I really have to say with Rocket League is it's something that like games have had for a while now, but it's really nice to be able to play a game on like multiple platforms. Like,
yeah,
I can play a bit on the PC, get my XP, play immediately on the Xbox. Like, if I unlock shit on the Xbox, like, it'll come up and say like, hey, you unlocked this already on the PC, but it's there already. Like, it's seamless, and like stuff like that is really nice, which I've never really noticed before on any other game, because I've never really played multiple platforms, but it's nice.
I didn't even think about it when I started playing at first until I just saw it like maybe like 50 hours in. It said cross-platform play and it's checked. I was like, oh shit. Like I've been playing against PS3 and like,
yep.
Or yeah, yep. PS3, PS4. Is it on PS3? No, PS4.
No, PS4, Xbox.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
It's on the Switch. It's on the Switch.
Oh, it is on the Switch. So, yes, it's probably Switch as well.
I don't think I could leave my 155 hertz monitor, though, because Rocket League looks real good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, like, something about what they did with that, like, 4K 120 on the Series X looks real fucking nice.
Oh, really?
Like, compared to the 1080 120-ish I get on here on my PC. Like, it just looks so fucking nice.
Variable refresh rate helps a lot, too, keeping everything
smooth. Yeah. Yeah, that's one other bonus the Series X has. It's 4K. It's, like, adaptive 4K, so it's not 4K to keep that, like, 120 frames up there.
Mm-hmm.
Variable refresh rate, so it looks smooth. I'm on that LG OLED, which, like, it syncs up with that.
I was going to say, that supports variable refresh rate, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, could I technically plug a PC into it, and it would pick up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Those LG OLEDs, by default, also have G-Sync.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yep. Yep. That's one of, like, the main reasons why everyone's like, if you have the money, just get those LG OLEDs. Because they're, like, by default, every single port has HDMI 2.1 from, like, 2 years ago. VRR, 4K, it's fucking OLED.
There, dude, like, on the PC version, though, go in and turn all the settings up. All the graphic settings. Rocket League is actually a pretty good-looking game.
Kind of looking nice.
Like, once you turn all that shit all the way up. Like, I had my settings turned down a bit because I don't know why. That's just my habit, I guess. And I was like, wait a second.
Frame
drops and stuff. But I realized I was capped out at my monitor's refresh rate. It was 155, like almost constantly. So I was like, I turned everything back, everything all the way up, and it still runs 155. And it looks awesome. And at the lower settings, you look, the drone that flies around that's supposed to be the camera or whatever is not even there. Like that was the first thing I noticed when I did that. I was like, holy shit. That's cool.
Huh.
But then there's like rain, like raindrops and stuff, and the lighting's all nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, but that list look cool. I just like my little 1440p monitor. I don't know.
That's what I'm using.
All that fancy stuff.
That's what I'm using.
I'm on 1080 on my PC.
Well, with that, I'll go to DJ. Anything else? What you got to talk about? What's going on?
Need for Speed. I forgot to say Need for Speed last week. One cool thing it does, I'm still playing it, it's slow, it's going there, is the music is a thing I didn't notice before. I didn't really pay attention to. Like, most of the time, the music in those games are like, you listen to a couple songs, then you just fucking turn it off, because most of the soundtrack is very, like, not your style or anything. Because it's, like, set in Miami, it does a really cool thing with the day-night system that they have of, like, day racing is all like the pro racers, and the night racing is all like the underground fucking street racers where the cops might chase you and shit. So what they do with that, with the music, is they actually have like almost two different playlists there, where like the daytime music is kind of a lot like the interstitial Fast and Furious style, like we're gonna go to like some casual scene where like they're eating dinner or some shit, and there's gonna be like Mr. Worldwide playing, or like just some Cuban music, just some like Cuban funky relaxing music, like on a nice summer day taking a nice race, a nice drive around town. It's really cool style there. And then when you switch to night, there's like edgy drum and bass, or like liquid drum and bass. It turns into like a real nighttime, nighttime almost like dance music. Like it's sneaky, but it really sets the tone on like what you're playing in which each scene. It's cool. I like it a lot.
Cool. That's interesting.
And it's like one of those things where I usually turn this music stuff off. I think I'll keep it on just because it's fun and sets the scene.
Yeah.
The music has repeated, it does repeat, but whatever, I'm fine. It's so rare that you see, Latin, Cuban-style music in these games anyway, that it's totally fresh from, fucking Drake or fucking Arctic Monkeys or generic rock music that you have to pull because it's the most popular shit.
It's whatever the fuck was on Forza Horizon 4's soundtrack. Yeah, that wasn't Hospital Records Radio.
Churches is cool, but I don't need pop style music.
Give me some music for going fast. And turns out drum and bass is really good for that.
Yeah, it's a good soundtrack. They did well with that. And then also Riders of the Storm, the Snoop Dogg remix. Don't forget that. Rapper Chronicles said they peaked after Get Low, which it was pretty. Yeah, what was that? Yep. What was Get Low on? Most Wanted. Rapper will probably tell me I'm wrong. And then I've been playing Indivisible because that's leaving Game Pass on the 29th of January, I think.
Oh, really?
It's one of those ones. Get Low was on Underground 1, which is surprising. Maybe that's why I don't really remember it, because I didn't play Need for Speed Underground 1 much.
I gotta finish that game too, Indivisible.
Not Underground 1. You should check it, because I think it is 29th of January. So my wife and me are trying to get through it as quick as possible. It's a pretty fun, active RPG, action RPG. It's not quite turn-based. It's kind of turn-based, but it's kind of a meter system. It's you can choose not to take your turns, I guess, but each character has a speed meter on when they can take when their actions reload, and then you can do said actions.
So it's kind of where have I seen that? Chrono Trigger had that, I think. Where it's little bars fill up per person, and then pretty once much, it fills up, they can go.
Yeah. But they default with two actions. You can use those actions, and then once you start using the actions, the enemy can't take their turn. You can, because you have four players, you can spam all four of them, or you can elect to keep some of the other action bars on the other players for later. For example, enemies can armor up, and you have to do a down attack and an up attack to break their armor. If you don't realize they re-armor up and you fuck up, you can just stop attacking and wait for your bars to be full enough to restart it. And it's like a platformer until you get into those combat sequences. So it's a 2D platformer. Then you find an enemy in the world, let's say, and then you get into those fight sequences. And you can have four players on the field. And they're all mapped to a face button, A, B, X, Y. Could be X, triangle, circle, square on the PlayStation. But yeah, so a character's on triangle and then you can do their moves. And what I like about this game is there's a lot of characters as well that you can totally unlock. And they're all pretty unique in how they play. For example, there's a character called Ginseng and Honey where the normal attacks just do some minor attacks, but it charges up her heal, so you need to do a couple of basic attacks so that on her next sequence when you do a heal, it's a big heal. Or you need to wait for a big set of damage to come through, because if you continuously use your heal on wasting it, then you waste your fucking heals. There's another character we recently got called Phoebe where her first attack pushes them into the air. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do an up attack or else you just miss your attack. So there's some levels on if they're in the air or if they're in the ground, whatnot. A lady, I forget her name because we haven't used her much, but she has like water healing powers, and like she creates puddles on the map, and like based on where they are, if an enemy runs across it, they get damaged. If you run across it, you get healed. And like one of her ults is like, she just fucking squirts water everywhere. So like there's just lots of damage and healing all over the place. Yeah, it's interesting to try and create synergies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun. The characters are great. The story is kind of fun. And it's, hearing from Mezoen, it's only about a 20 to 30 hour game, so it's not that bad either.
Cool.
It's not like a JRPG.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, Ken just has such great style, and I really want to check it out. Probably should this week before it leaves.
Yeah, I suggest you at least try like a good 4 hours or so on it. It's not too hard either, because like there's save slots fucking everywhere. It's like they're everywhere, the save location, so it's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, Indivisible's fun, and it's on Game Pass for like the next week. Yeah, just about week.
Cool. All right, that's neat. I'm getting news. That on my list. There is news. There is. It's called a new Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic game is reportedly in development without EA and BioWare. News out of...
Without, huh?
Without EA or
probably
BioWare.
Probably for the best.
Okay, fair. And then a Eurogamer article came out also that said the company, the developer, you would never guess the developer for it. You would never guess the developer for a new KOTOR game.
Arcane.
Okay. That's a decent shot. Decent shot. Arcane's, isn't that owned by Microsoft now? Because they were Bethesda, though. I feel like it would always be, they would try to make it so it's not just Microsoft exclusive, right? Arcane a Bethesda?
It was just a random, you told me to guess, and I guessed.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. I have three guesses. Guess number one, probably the weakest guess, is Larian, who made Divinity. And is making Baldur's Gate 3. It'd probably be a decent one. Number three would be Vanillaware, which is out as a Japanese studio. They made 13 Sentinels, Agents Rim. That's a crazy one. That's the more insane of the one. I feel like it's probably a Japanese studio, I feel like. That's my gut telling me.
You know that. Who I want it to be?
Okay, go ahead.
Obsidian.
Sure. They do it well. They would know what to do with that, right? And the more likely one is Ubisoft.
Isn't that the open world one that I saw?
Nobody really knows, so okay. It might be that. That's probably the more likely one. It's something like Ubisoft or Capcom maybe would be one of those.
People were dunking on the idea of an Ubisoft open world Star Wars game, and that sounds awesome. Far Cry Star Wars?
Yeah.
Fuck yes. Alright. Let's go. I'll climb towers. I don't give a shit.
How about Hideo Kojima's studio? How about Kojima Productions?
Wait, really?
Makes a Star Wars game. Not really, but I want it. Oh. Wouldn't that be good? just a crazy idea. So that's one new story. It's an interesting one. They're making... And they're probably going to mess it up. Also, it's probably more likely that it won't end up being a KOTOR. It'll be part of the new initiative or whatever they do. But they're probably making some kind of RPG. That's probably all you really know. Hitman 3 has surpassed its predecessor to rise to the number one game in the UK sales chart.
That's pretty cool. For you?
Probably the like number 50th played this week, though.
Yep.
No one can really play it.
It's true.
Oh yeah, because everything's busted.
Yep, the server bullshit.
Gabe Newell says Valve has more games in development waiting to be announced.
Okay.
Take a guess. What game is in development waiting to be announced? Go ahead. Go around.
If it's been announced, if you're okay.
It's waiting to be announced, though. I guess.
Well, if they haven't announced it, how can you know what the prop, what the right answer is?
You don't. But for fun, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
For fun, for the podcast, take a guess. For the joy of podcasting. To be completely rumor mill. Let's rumor mill. Let's make a rumor. What's the rumor? Half Left 4 Dead 3.
Well, there's already Turtle Rock. Turtle Rock? Yeah, Turtle Rock's already making their thing.
Sure. Dota 3.
I'm going to go with Portal 3.
Okay, that's a fair
one.
It's
been a while since Portal 2.
And they could probably do that in VR and make it pretty cool.
Oh, God, please no. I can do smooth locomotion, but not fast. Not real fast like that.
Yeah. What else?
Or maybe they're making... How do I say this without...
Half-Life 3 is what you're saying?
The follow-up to Alex.
Okay, Half-Life 3. Of course.
I secretly really, really, really hope it's that, just from the ending.
Oh, it is. I mean, they are. I mean, from what have we heard? They seem...
What's that Dota card game?
Oh.
They're going to rework
happening.
That.
That's not happening.
Yep.
Don't forget about that.
Artifact.
Artifact. Remember Artifact?
Artifact.
Remember no. Artifact? Remember Anthem? It's a bad situation. Really have no idea what else they could make. But that's that news story. I feel like they would not make Dota 3.
Ricochet 2.
Ricochet 2? Okay. Final news story.
Wait, before you go.
Go ahead.
They could do another game with Adrian Shepard from Opposing Force. Half-Life
okay.
Opposing Force.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Explore that story a little bit. I don't know.
How would you do it?
If you haven't played Opposing Force, I'm just gonna spoil it at the end. At here, G-Man just takes Adrian Shepard, the guy you play as in Opposing Force, and takes him to like Stasis or whatever, the same place that he takes Gordon Freeman. And yeah, and he's just nobody's heard about him since. So. Maybe they're working on something where you wake up on a train and it's like rise and shine. Rise
and
smell
shine.
The ashes.
That'd be good.
Oh, that opening. Oh my God. Half-Life 2, the G-Man opening. Oh, so good.
Can the G-Man only move someone through time?
Who knows, dude?
Could they move it through realities? Put them in some weird new reality, like a spin-off kind of. That'd be what I would do. Make him like a different dude, tangentially related to Half-Life in some way.
That sounds, now that I'm thinking about that, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Give me the next game in the Adrian Shepard timeline or story.
There you go. Put him down in some alien world, make an RPG out of it or some silly shit.
Nah, just make it an FPS.
That's fair.
Or a VR game. Whatever.
Yeah. Just trying to think what would be neat in VR if they're going that VR route. Him just walking around in VR on a weird alien planet, picking herbs, shooting guns. That's
well, he's like a military dude. He's a soldier. Like that's that G-Man just hired at the end of Opposing Force. So. Maybe a season like City 17 Special Ops, something. I don't fucking know. But it sounds that sounds like a cool idea.
Yeah, it does. I don't know what they would do with that, but it'd be interesting. I'll be interested in what they announce. A new IP. How about that? No? All right. They're always just gonna do three.
Valve has not completely murdered their IPs. They have not oversaturated They have not ran their own IPs into the ground. I will take another Portal game. Thank you very much. Yes. I will take another Half-Life game. Fine.
Speaking of a company.
Those IPs still hold weight.
Yeah.
Because they haven't. Yeah.
Speaking Speaking of a company that has ran its IPs to the ground. Blizzard said today that it's absorbing Vicarious Visions. Vicarious Visions, maker of Tony Hawk.
All remake. Right, yeah.
Tony Hawk's 1-2 remaster, remake. It's being absorbed into the monolith that is Blizzard. Goodbye.
They also did the PC version of Destiny 2, and they did a really good job.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get some F's in chat, though? Somebody out there? A couple F's? Pay respect to Vicarious Vision.
Phase up.
Here we go.
I feel gross that I even just did that.
So yeah, the classic team had been dismantled. The one that did Warcraft 3 Reforged. That classic game that everyone remembers very fondly, has positive memories of. So Vicarious Vision has also been working on a Diablo 2 remake. And now they no longer exist, so they are now part of the great Blizzard hole. This is sad news, but... No, there's nothing but. It's just sad news. Let's hope something good comes out of it. I don't know. Probably not, but let's hope. And that is all the news for this week in video games. Boop, 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 boop. Thank you.
It would be nice if they have the chance to at least do like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 DLC. For THPS 1 and 2. It would be nice.
Just give me a remake of nice. Underground 1 and 2.
Remake collection. Or just Thug 1, yeah.
Just remake Thug 1.
Fucking, is Thug 2 the one where, like, Jackass infected
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay, remake that one, because Jesus Christ, that was stupid beyond belief.
But Thug 2 is a pretty fucking good game.
It is.
All that considered.
But Jesus.
All that considered. Thug 1, Thug 2. I forgot the Thug games existed. And I feel worse knowing they're real. I feel worse about it.
Is Phil in Thug 2? Bam's dad? I feel like Phil's in Thug 2.
Don't ask me. I didn't even remember Thug existed until 10 seconds ago. I don't remember anything about Thug. Do you think we'll get a Thug 1 and Thug 2 remake? Is what
Fuck yes, about. He is.
Okay.
I knew he was.
My God. Well, great. Can't wait for them to remake Diablo 2, because that's the game everybody wants, right? Right?
Just play Diablo PoE. 2?
Play PoE. So is Blizzard dead? Is Blizzard dead? Did they kill Blizzard? Did Blizzard die without me knowing about it? Because it's pretty rough. Pretty rough. Pretty rough. That's all I say. That's all I got, folks. That's all I got for the week. I don't know about you, gentlemen. Anything else to add for the good of the order?
No, sir.
Okay. Then with that, we close out this show. I've been your host, Albie. This has been DJ. That has been Jake. I'm pointing. Nobody can see the pointing. And this has been Roms Over Baghdad. Find us on our website, romsoverbaghdad.com. Is it .moe? Maybe making a comeback if I can convince one particular individual to watch some anime. Maybe we can come back in the near future. We also have an email. Did I say email? Romsbag@gmail.com is the email address. At Romsbag at Twitter. We have a YouTube. We have a Twitch. We try to stream every week at 4 o'clock-ish.
We being
4:30. Okay.
Oh, wait. No, you're talking. Okay.
I also try to stream every week on down twitch.tv down where I stream about Golden Light and then meat and then yelling about games that are confusing, nightmarish, fun Friday. This Friday, I played the Resident Evil 7 DLC. I called it, what the heck is the thing? Down's Friday Funkiller or something like that. Lots of great names I'm coming up for.
Fun Killer.
The Fun Killer. Friday. That's going to be next week. And with that, I wish you all well. I wish you all safety. I wish you all happiness. I wish you all health. I wish you all sickness. I wish you all darkness. And I wish you all doom. And until next time, we'll be here at the AutoZone.
You guys didn't see T-Pose Phil Margera? Great.